Hello, hello, my name is Shweta,
and my name is Abri,
and you're watching your favorite show,
Dito Felina.
We are excited to continue our director's first series. This week, we have a very interesting filmmaker, because I feel like this filmmaker created a lot of, like, what's the word, buzz?
Yeah.
And maybe critical acclaim, I think so.
Yeah, somewhat, right? Yeah, it's a couple of
that
were greatly admitted.
Yeah, and now I feel like there was a point where this director had, like, a type of film that he used to make.
Yeah.
Right? And then he kind of went this way, and then he went that way, and then he kind of, I don't know. Basically, right now, I think he has tried to reinvent himself.
Yeah.
But where did he start? And who is this famous director?
So we are talking about Anurag Basu.
Certain things you like and certain visuals you like, it keeps coming back in your film. Like, koshish yahi rehti hai ki repeat na karu.
What do you think that he's known for recently? Ludo. For me, it's Ludo.
Yeah.
Ludo is life. Life is Ludo. Aap jito ya haro. Ultimately, sare gotiyon ko pochna to ek hi ghar mein hai na.
And I know for a show, but it's kites. I mean, he has his fair share of films that were supposed to do well but didn't. Where and Jabga Jasus was supposed to do well but didn't. What was your film that you know Anurag for?
Lies in a Metro.
Lies in a Metro. But the movie, his first movie,
I actually had to look him up. I'm like, okay, what was Anurag Basu's first?
Yeah, I did not know off the top of my head either. And when we found out, I was very pleasantly surprised.
And I was also like, what?
Yeah.
Because we all watched it. If you're a 90s kid, you definitely watched this movie.
Yeah. What is this movie?
It is
Kuch Toh Hai, starring Tushar Kapoor.
Great
Tushar Kapoor. We've got Isha Deol. We've got... what's her name now?
Anita slash Natasha slash Eita.
Yeah. And we also have...
The great.
Me. And the late Rishi Kapoor. And we also have Jitendra in a surprise cameo role as the father.
Are you crazy? I don't give a Tanya.
Let's talk a little bit about this film. So, Kuch Toh Hai is a... thriller sort of horror-ish genre film that is a direct remake of I Know What You Did Last Summer. And
like, they didn't even change a scene.
Yeah, I mean, I think,
well, I guess the
changed it up a little. They made it more Bollywood. They added more of a stronger love story, I guess.
Of course.
And I think they also, for the Bollywood aspect of it, I think they put that full college angle,
yeah,
like basketball and prom night and all.
Yeah.
And so I was in India when this movie was about to come out, and there was a lot of hype.
Like, sure.
Ding, 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 dong, ding, dole, or whatever. That song was on.
It
was on the airplane. Like, it was everywhere. I thought it was cool. In the trailers, it seemed like a very cool film. I like Tushar and Isha were cool back then, were they?
Yeah, this was so weird. They were doing
every love Tushar.
Yeah, I still have the Yellow Group open, fan page open, guys. Join.
Please join.
Please join, because it's only her.
No, I'm kidding. I like Tushar Kapoor too. But this movie in particular, I think, what did you feel about it?
Shit. It's long up.
It should have happened. And everything. I liked it. It had college
of murder. Was his freaking fiance? Why is he making all these murders?
Because she loves him.
Literally, that.
Living Napster Gavin, I love you.
You and Clip, so I'm gonna kill everybody.
Q Clip, I love you, so I'm gonna kill everybody.
And then she kills herself.
Yeah.
Please, Karan, tum mujhse shaadi karoge na? Nahi karoge na shaadi. Nahi na. Nahi karoge na mujhse shaadi.
It wasn't that bad, right?
And
think about the time. Think about the era.
It was we had that, or we had like,
yeah, right? This was pretty, I think that it was a cool film for 2003. It was cool.
Rishi Kapoor was so pointless and
Rishi
Kapoor was amazing. Was so he was so creepy walking that raincoat. He was wearing a raincoat throughout the film or something that looked like a raincoat and he was always pissed. And I swear there's scenes where it's like, mere dil ko lagta tha pagal hu to maine iska murder kar diya taki wo mere paas hamesha ke liye rahe. And that was his plan. And they foiled it with
Uskisbeth.
Yeah, and then they foiled his plan, so now he has to kill everybody. But I think if there's anyone who could have played this shady character, it's Rishi Kapoor, or it's the actor who plays Jassi's dad. Right? Like, if we were to remake this now, we could just put Jassi's dad because Rishi Kapoor is no longer around. Yeah. Jassi's dad. But yeah.
But the movie was shit. But please go watch it. You can find it on YouTube.
I liked it. I liked that era. But I understand. I understand. Here's the thing. We're gonna make this. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna intellectualize this. But the era, the fact that it was a remake, the fact that we had Tushad in the lead, you know, it was a decent attempt. Also, I don't think that this film had any shades of Anurag Basu in it because when we found out Anurag Basu did this film, we were shocked and not pleasantly.
Yeah.
More like, what? Because there's no shades of the director.
Yeah. But look at him now. I mean, you can see his credential. Like,
yes.
His filmography has, like, really great hits.
Has anyone else to work with him?
Yeah. And he's progressed a lot, like, as a filmmaker.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think now, like, his latter films definitely have shades of him in it, where we can recognize that this is an Anurag Basu film. I think he was trying to find his footing with Gusto Hai. And I think it was good. Amreen does not. And that's perfectly fair, because I do like a lot of shady films.
She does, yeah.
I do.
But there we go. That was Anurag Basu's first film. Let us know what you thought about his first film.
Yeah, I did like it.
If you haven't seen it,
yeah.
Watch it on YouTube.
Watch it. It's great. It's you'll like it.
You'll like it.
Trust me.
Yeah. On that note, my name is Amreen.
And my name is Shweta. And you're watching Daily Little Sylvia.
Until next time.